My lords, Zippy Livni, the Israeli foreign minister, said that Israel would go wild in Gaza. They certainly did that, with the USA turning its usual blind eye and the UK and the European Union behaving so feebly they were almost colluding in Israel's actions. Israel carefully excluded the press and media. Evidence of guilt? But the UN, the Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International all had people watching what was happening, as well as the Al Jazeera cameras. One charge I wish to make concerns the use of white phosphorus in residential areas where many people were injured by this obscene material. A crime. The injuries sustained by burning phosphorus are horrible and the suffering is unthinkable. The Israelis also used 155mm shells in residential areas, able to do damage over a range of 300 metres. Yet the Israelis assured us that they were accurately targeting only those areas with Hamas installations. Really? With a damage range of 300 metres? What lies? Both actions are against international law. They are war crimes, my lords. Many innocent civilians, many little children have been killed by these obscenities. Will the minister therefore assure us that our government and the European Union will not be content with Israeli offers of an inquiry into the behaviour of their military? There must be an independent investigation through the United Nations Security Council. Israel stands accused of war crimes witnessed by the whole world. What hope for Israel's long-term future now?